just like I did this time before. I'll close the window, I'll lock the door. I'll stay safe, I'll stay blind, I'll stay warm. But now I'm still young, my blood is warm. I'm waiting for it to cool. The wheel of thoughts is spinning around. Wish it could slow down soon. Wish I could slow down soon. Let me fall asleep soon.
Leif Anderson from Hamburg with Soon, and before that Susan Köcher's Supraphone, I'm a Lemon. We're staying in Hamburg and focus on Lucia Cifarelli. She has been a longtime member of KMFDM, the band around Sascha Kunietzko. They are a couple living in the Hansestadt and are touring in November with KMFDM through the US. But Lucia just released her new and great album, No God Here. Reason enough to talk to her.
Hey there, it's Lucia Cifarelli, and you're listening to Radio Goethe.
Breathless and weak.
I describe my last solo album, I Am I, as my musical biography, so I'm a little surprised to hear you say No God Here sounds more personal to you. I started writing the album last summer after connecting with someone I refer to as the unicorn, because his appearance in my life was as unlikely as it was magical. I was at a low point and unsure if I'd ever make another solo album again, and he convinced me to give it another shot. Writing songs, making records, and touring is deeply woven into the fabric of who I am. It's what I do. So it's not so much about me needing to make another album as it is about wanting to continue doing what I love for as long as I can. If there was a way for me to put out solo albums more frequently, I'd be doing it. But resources have been scarce and spirits low. With my solo work, I'm exploring more vulnerable and personal subject matter, which allows listeners to connect with my heart and spirit on a profound level, where in KMFDM, I'm more of a force of nature, representing an almost anime version of myself. As an artist, it's gratifying to have both creative outlets for the different expressions of who I am. At the end of the day, what I hope to represent with either or both paths is to symbolize the spirit of the underdog, perseverance, authenticity, and courage to inspire somebody out there not to give up on themselves or their dreams like I have wanted to so often, but haven't.
sheer listening to Lights Out, I got this question in my head. If songwriting really changed for you after you became a mother? I know your daughter's already older, but did your approach to your music change with it?
I believe it has. It's made me want to articulate myself more clearly in order to be better understood, not only by her, but generally speaking. As far as the song Lights Out, because my daughter was in a terrifying lockdown at her own school last year, and although I wasn't in KMFDM at the time, there is that Columbine connection associated with the band. And the timing just felt right for this song. My greatest hope with my songwriting in regards to my daughter and everyone who listens to what I work on is to represent bravery and speaking truth to power.
Little boy blue, favorite son, all dressed up just like Clint Eastwood.
Stoneman Douglas High, Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech, Red Lake Senior High, Santa Fe High School, to just name a few.
Government official, state capital. We run of the same old puppet show.
Constant fear, whether it's in a movie theater, in our classroom, or just on the street in front of our homes. Kids are dying not only in school shootings, but from daily gun violence.
Lucia, you're an American living in Hamburg. How is it for you to live abroad? How did that influence your artistic output?
It's very different than living in America, as you well know. Everything from food, healthcare, how people live day-to-day life, the approach is overall more holistic. Coming from New York City, it took me a long time to settle down and get used to it. But nature has a way of seducing even the most diehard city folk like me. I spend a lot of time in the forest with my dog now, listening to the wind, birds, cooking, hanging out with friends. It's not only been good for my soul, but it has been good for my creativity as well. I don't know if I would have been brave enough to write my own record if I hadn't come to Hamburg. It's a pretty magical place. That being said, I am pretty much always homesick for the usual stuff we all miss when we're far from home.
Hamburg has a long history as a great cultural city with a creative music scene. How do you see Hamburg for yourself?
Yes, there is all that, but it's so much more to me now that my daughter was born here, and it's where Sasha and I built our family and where we made so much great music. For me, Hamburg represents what home should be, what it is for me now, a safe place surrounded by love and growth.
Thank you.
And that was today's Radio Goethe with a focus on the new and highly recommended album No God Here by Lucia Cifarelli. You can find the entire interview and playlist on my website radiogoethe.org. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
I'm outside. I've been waiting here. I'm waiting outside.